gonna be a good day. That's the day gonna be a good day. That's the day gonna be a good day.
Did you hear that, Huntley? Today is going to be a good day. It's the day after Thanksgiving, 7 after the hour. That's the voice of... Did I say Thanksgiving?
Where's your calendar at?
We have lots to be thankful for. It's one of those days. We have many things to be thankful for. The day after Christmas and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even the mice at the gas company. McFadden is here and Ms. Horn is here. So we're off to a regular good start on Monday morning. The good start means that we have had a good Christmas, right? Everybody had a good Christmas. Richie had a good Christmas.
We did.
Children.
It was excellent. Yes, thank you.
It's different with children. If you have children, there's a whole different feeling. There's a different sense.
It's like getting hit by a Mack truck.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Did you have a little one that was? Did you buy a little Mack truck? It seemed to me last year. Didn't you get a truck or something for Sean?
Yeah, we got something. This year, it was the year of, and you've all been through this as parents. The year of building things.
Building. Oh, cool.
I had a Barbie kitchen, a pink Barbie kitchen.
Oh, I have one of those in real life.
I'm sure you do.
Really?
No, I do.
And then I had to put together, and it had about 10,000 screws to it and all pieces of plastic. And then I had a PlayStation that I had to put together and a little drum kit that I had to put together. And a track for, this is cool. Have you ever seen these nano bugs?
What's a nano bug?
Those are cool.
Nano bugs are these little plastic, vibrating.
Like bugs. Yeah.
It looks like a little cockroach, but it's just a little piece of plastic. Yeah. And it's got like 10 rubber legs on it. And it's got a little watch battery in it that makes it vibrate. The legs vibrate. And it walks. And so you buy these tracks, and they all walk through the tracks, and you collect the different nano bugs, the different colors, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we had to put the track together, and Sean pretty much played with that all day long.
So loved I was it. At my, let's see here, how do we do? Let me follow the bouncing ball. Megan's husband, Matthew, has a sister, and the cousins, and the boys were there. And they got a one of those wooden track trains, the Toys R Us. And here's the story.
Cool.
She said this is how they marketed to her. She and her husband both have bought things for the children before at Toys R Us. And they listed their email address as a way for them to be in touch when they had special deals.
Right.
So apparently on Monday of last week, they both got at the same time an email from Toys R Us saying, this particular train set that has wooden tracks and works on human power was available for $100 off. And this was at 10 o'clock at night or something.
Yep.
And they had 4 hours to take advantage of the $100 off thing. I don't know how much they cost. I didn't ask how much they cost. I mean, how much they
cost. I can tell you how much they cost.
How much?
It depends on how much track you get.
Quite a bit.
So you could spend anywhere from $75 to about $300-$400, depending if you get the little wheelhouse where the cars go in.
Look at the pictures that they had on their phones. They had smartphones. They showed me pictures of what had been put together. I'm guessing they went to the ultimate. Whatever, they had all of the town, and they had all of the farm, that stuff.
That's it. So
they saved $100. But they had to get in their car and go to the nearest Toys R Us in the next 4 hours, and it was 10 o'clock on Monday night. So they got in their car, and they went down, they bought it, and brought it home, and put it together. But the thing that I found, we were running, my God, we must have run 100 commercials for Toys R Us last week, where they're being open 24 hours, and thank you, it was a Merry Christmas for for us because of Toys R Us and Macy's and a few of the others. So I just found that marketing to be, I guess, pretty smart. I mean, here you go. You want to get people in the store when there aren't a lot of people. Granted, at 10 o'clock at night, there going to be fewer people in the store than 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So you've announced you're going to be open 24 hours a day. So how do you get traffic in the store to make it worth your while? Certainly, there's more than $100 mortgage in more than $100
markup,
margin or markup. So here you tell people, we're here. This is a deal. Come get it. And people, obviously, like them, these are both extraordinarily smart human beings who have very high-level jobs. And they thought, okay, this makes sense to me. At 10 o'clock on Monday night, makes sense.
Now, let me tell you the lifespan of that train set that they just bought.
Uh-huh.
They will in about 3 to 4 years. It's a great, great toy. Kids reconfigure the tracks. It's all brain power.
Oh, good.
There's nothing electric about it. I mean, at that 2, 3, 4, even in the 5 age group, it's great. But in about 4 years, it'll end up on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. I just sold mine for $150.
And how much you pay for it originally?
My mother had bought it for my nephew, who is about 3 years older than Sean, and paid like $300 for it maybe 10 years ago.
And you bought it for how much?
My mother gave it to me. Once my nephew was done with it, we inherited it.
Huh.
And we used it for 4 years and then sold it.
Making money off the kids. That's what I love. Perfect.
That's always good, Rich.
Yeah.
But you got it. Doug, you wouldn't have been exposed to this, and Jen, you will be.
Excuse me.
The recycling of toys via Craigslist and eBay.
We used to recycle them just among, it was the word of mouth among family
you get the
and friends.
Right.
Like clothing. Same thing.
Oh, kids' clothing has an amazing life cycle.
Yeah. You just pass it on. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Instead of, I remember once hearing a mother say, and Tony told me this story when we were raising, when both Megan and Brenda were small. I remember her telling me, because we got some clothes that were from my sister's, there was a system of hand-me-downs that was in the family and friends department, and so things went from one to another. And I remember, now that you bring it up, Richie, hearing, how many of you have heard this story, 800-510-8255, the mother who's appalled at giving her children clothing that had been worn by somebody else. That's, I remember the word even. It's appalling. We can't do that. We have to go buy new things.
My wife was
even
like that
family?
For about a month.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
She was like, oh, no, I'm going to get my new.
Well, they grow out of them every 3 months. When they're kids, they grow up
exactly.
And they grow 3, 4 months and they're out of it.
So they're brand new.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get clothes given to you for a 1 year old, that 1 year old maybe wore those clothes 3, 4, 5 times.
Yeah.
But what did he do in those clothes, Rich? Where was he?
He did it in a diaper.
Cute.
Don't do anything.
So, Jennifer, you never had recycled clothing when you were, even when you were conscious enough to know your parents bought you new stuff all the time?
I don't remember. I don't know if I had recycled clothing, but I do know.
Do you have older cousins?
Well, that's the thing. I was the oldest in the family, other than my dad's cousin had a couple of kids who were way older than me, like probably 8 or 10 years.
Mm.
So, but of my little cousins of the younger class, I was the oldest.
Mm.
So I don't know if I did.
So they got your clothes.
Who's all right, let's find out if somebody will tell us what the system is in their family for hand-me-down toys and clothing.
Because that's all happening right now.
Oh, yeah. Today's the day. And through this week?
Well, because what happens is we all have the new stuff.
Yeah.
So now I need to make room for the new stuff.
Yeah.
I need to get rid of some of this old stuff.
Yeah.
So
right.
Craigslist will be ablazing. So I'm sorry. 1-800-510-8255.
Good for you, Richie.
Thank you.
800-510-8255. Today is young. We are started. We are full of energy. It's a new beginning, new birth. It sort of feels like New Year's, even though today, a week, will be the official New Year's Day celebration here on Good Day, be January 2nd. And it'll be another one of these foolish holidays, right? Because when it comes on Sunday, you got to have Monday off.
And don't even get me started on that.
No mail, no banks, but the stores will be open to a certain extent. Phil Embert and I are going to have lunch. No, what are we having? We're having dinner today. So he's emailing me back and forth. We're trying to find a restaurant that's open in Santa Monica. This is Santa Monica, California, where there are probably as many Jewish people living as there are Gentiles. Mm-hmm. There are 2 restaurants open today.
Are
that's
you serious?
It. In
the chains
main...
are open. You just don't want to go to a chain.
Well, I'm not going to a chain. No, we're going to go to a little place in downtown Santa Monica. But the point is that it's, time to make some money. People have money.
Yeah,
they gave money.
What? If people can afford to be with their families today, good for
them.
Well, that's fine, but there ought to be a choice. I mean, I just think it's silly, but that's me. 800-510-8255. Choices. It's all about choices. You're right, Jennifer. Jennifer, right again. Richie, mark that down.
She's always right.
Richie is keeping track of who's right and who's wrong so that next year at this time we'll know what Santa is supposed to be doing, who's been naughty, who's been nice. So this is, we start with a clean slate today. And you better watch out. You better not. Should we still play Christmas music?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. There's little Jennifer. So, Jennifer, what was your... We got Richie's story. You got 30 seconds to tell us about your Christmas.
It was great. I cooked on Christmas Eve, had the family over. We sang Christmas carols.
Did
that
you?
Was so much fun. We
wow.
did.
Oh, why didn't you invite me over? I could have actually stayed there because I have no heat,
I wish
no
you would have,
hot
I wish
water,
you would
nothing
have
at my house. Yeah.
I thought that you had plans on Christmas Eve. That's why I didn't say anything. But I would have loved to have you.
What did we do on Christmas? We didn't...
You kept
Christmas
saying
Eve.
That was your night with Brendan because he was leaving. And
no, we
so
decided...
I just thought you guys were busy.
Yeah, no, it was early in the morning. Brendan actually... What the heck did he do now that I'm thinking about it? It wasn't... It didn't work the way I wanted to, mostly because I spent my time on Christmas Eve trying to get the gas turned on at the house, which is a story and a half, and I will be happy to tell you that story. But the Bah Humbugs Award, say it again, Doug, Bah Humbug Awards coming up, 18 after on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
Glenn Close stars in Albert Nobbs, the story of a woman who worked as a male butler for 30 years. The 5-time Oscar nominee is already getting Oscar buzz.
I think she's a very unusual character. Everybody has a story, and there's a story that people perceive outwardly from each of us, and that's a story we're aware of as we're looking from the inside out.
I think you are the strangest man I've ever met.
Now this. You know the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Woody Allen explores love and literature in Midnight in Paris. Jack Black and Angelina Jolie get their kicks in Kung Fu Panda 2. And Nicholas D'Agosto and Emma Bell cheat death in Final Destination 5. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children. If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are you staying with the Good Day Show? Yes, you are. It's 21 past.
Thinking about it.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
There it is, the theme of the day.
I got a sweater from my grandma.
Uh-oh.
It was pink and black.
Beautiful. Yeah.
But don't worry, be happy. It was printed on the back.
He wrote upon it.
Return.
Pink and black sweater with "Don't worry, be happy" on it. Yeah, send me cash.
1-800-510-8255. What is the worst gift you got this year? Somebody out there got something that is just horrific. The ugliest thing that they've ever seen that they wouldn't ever think about wearing.
We'll replace it with a good gift. That's what we'll do. Worst gift awards. We'll do the Bah Humbugs later. 800-510-8255. Hope you had a great Christmas. This is the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn. Sounds like she had a good upbeat Christmas. Certainly, Richie did with his children around. I was around my daughter's husband's sister has two children, and there were two other children that were cousins. I went over to Matthew's house last night for Christmas dinner. I had the best turkey I think I have ever had.
Really?
Oh my God, it was wonderful turkey. And there are some Norwegians in the family, so they had all the Norwegian cooking.
The fish.
Oh, that's so fun. That's what my cousin did yesterday, too. She cooked a little Czech food.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good. It's part of the history and the heritage of the Christmas season. That's what it's all about, in part. 800-510-8255. So the worst gift award. So yesterday morning, when was it? It was Christmas. Yesterday was Christmas, so it was Christmas Eve. What am I talking about? Yeah, Christmas Eve. We were here. It was the night before that when it was Friday night when I got to Santa Monica.
Yeah, that's when you called.
All right, so this is Christmas. Yeah, Christmas Eve day went the way it was supposed to with everybody showing up before Brendan went to New York. So we had these little pull things that Tony used to find, and now Megan has taken on that role.
The pop things.
Oh, Christmas crackers.
Right.
We have those, too.
Yeah. So we pulled them, and I'm going to, because this is our normal joke time, here are a few of the jokes that are inside the pull things. You ready?
Right.
This is how the Good Day Show preps for your post-Christmas show, everybody.
That's it, right, yeah. How does good King Wenceslas like his pizza?
How?
Deep pan, crisp, and even. Deep pan, crisp, you know King Wenceslas? You got to know the story. These are mostly English.
I don't get it.
They are English, yeah. Right. And Wenceslas is a Christmas carol, but I can't remember how
it goes. Yeah, no, I remember
good
him.
Good King Wenceslas was blind on the King of Eve, something like that. Okay.
Okay,
What do ghosts wear on wet days?
What?
Oh, ghosts on...
Cagoules.
Cagoules.
I don't know, I think something weird about that. All right, so anyway... find one of these that you'll laugh at. Here it is. This is the one. What do you get if you cross a snowman and a vampire?
What?
Frostbite. Why did the tomato turn red?
Why?
It saw the salad dressing.
Yeah, I'm easy on that one. That was good.
Right. Why did the scarecrow win so many awards?
Why?
Because he was outstanding in his field. Why did the bacon laugh?
Why?
Because the egg cracked a yolk. These are English folks.
Once again, this is how the Good Day Show preps for your post-Christmas show.
What do you call a multi-story pig pen?
What?
A skyscraper.
I think pig we had that sty? One, too. I think we have that one. I remember
What's
it.
What's the fastest thing in water? This is actually pretty funny.
What?
A motor pike. Pike is a kind of fish?
Yeah, I get it.
Get it.
Okay. You got that?
I got
hey,
it.
But before, I don't mean to interrupt your jokes, but what toys did you get in those things?
I think we've had enough.
I know. That was really my thing. But
yeah, right.
What toys did you get?
Little, you know, shots.
We got a ring toss.
Did you?
And dominoes. We got some good stuff in ours, yeah.
A lot of wind in ours.
The crowns, too.
All right, anyway, that's the ha-ha moment, or two, or three, or four, or not. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Gift cards aren't the most imaginative gift, but this year skip the iTunes and the Starbucks cards and give your loved ones something they can really use. American Airlines, for example, lets you purchase gift cards from $50 to $1,500 online that can then be mailed or emailed. United Airlines not only offers gift cards from $25 to $10,000, but it also lets you set up a gift registry where you can deposit money into a travel bank. This money can then be used to pay for any ticket to anywhere in the world. And if you want to put money towards accommodations, the Four Seasons, Marriott, and other hotel chains all offer gift cards that are redeemable for anything from a spa treatment to the penthouse suite with no blackout dates. Last and not least, there's an online tool called MyTab. It uses PayPal so that you can actually deposit money specifically for a particular trip. If you're traveling with a group, you can all put funds into the same account, and others can also help you out. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
After the hour now, it's the 26th of November, a week from today. We'll be in the seventh hour of the second day of the new year, and so that would be a good day. Today's a good day. Day after Christmas, thinking about the worst gift that you got, we're going to replace it with something neat. I'm going to win this contest, though.
Oh, really?
Oh,
absolutely.
Is that a bad gift?
Hands down, win this contest because I got in my stocking a bag of prunes.
I love Megan.
That's great.
Okay, can I tell you when I got my mom in her stocking?
Yeah,
that goes
go
along
ahead.
These lines.
Yeah.
So my mom, I've told you before, is a high school teacher, and
right.
She always gets very hot while she's teaching, and she's like, and these kids are freezing, but I'm up there doing all the work, and I just tell them to eat a sandwich. They're too skinny.
Really?
Just as a joke, she says that. Yeah. So because she's up there working, you know, they're sitting, so there's a difference in temperature, especially when you're a postmenopausal woman
exactly.
Like your mom.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I found this little pen at Brookstone that has a fan built into the end.
Really? Oh, cool.
So as you write, it blows air on your face.
Yeah.
I had a good laugh over that.
That's very
funny.
Good.
Perfect gift for someone with menopause.
What'd you give your father that was silly?
Oh, gosh, this little soundboard. So funny. It's like a walking, it looks like a little walkie-talkie, and it's got all these little buttons on it. And one
you record
goes,
something in the
No,
button.
You don't record. Each one is already recorded. It goes, wah, 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 or there's crowd or burp.
Something
or,
Jack Roberts would have come up with.
Well, my dad and I were talking the other day, because we have a sound effect machine at the radio station.
Right.
And he likes it, but he's like, you know, I really want a sound effect that goes, wah, wah. Wah, wah, and he didn't have that one.
Right, okay.
And so I found it, and so now he's happy.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah,
hey, Richie,
wah,
we don't have any of that stuff built into our control system there, do we?
Yeah. The wah, wah, wah. Yeah, I do have that somewhere.
Yeah, really?
I haven't pulled out the wah, wah, wah in a while.
But see, you don't use enough of those. We need to have more of those.
Yeah.
For moments like the joke moment, a few moments. There you go. In fact, 800-510-8255. So included, if you're just joining us, we are talking about some of the little tchotchke things that are a part of so many people's Christmas, those pull toys, one of them, and they are made in England, so they are full of English jokes, and so we don't necessarily get them. They're funny because they aren't funny.
Yeah, Christmas.
In a sense.
Great.
And they also include trivia questions in them. So I decided I'd pull one of them out. These are for legitimate, this is legitimate stuff. This is not a joke. They ask questions, and a lot of times people use them to give presents to you. You win a present, a Christmas present, if you can answer the question correctly. So we'll do that here. 2020 News Quiz Credit. And by the way, a lot of people listen to this program. As many local hosts are off
on vacation this week. We'll find ourselves with a different audience, maybe a larger audience, or certainly the composition isn't the same. A lot of times people also are happy to participate because they don't have time normally during the Monday through Friday routine. If you're up and at it, you're probably on your way to work or getting children ready for school, that sort of thing. So you don't have time to engage physically when we throw something around and give you 800-510-8255 as a way to engage us. So we have all kinds of different ways of connecting. Certainly you can find us on Facebook and follow us there and Twitter. Matter of fact, Jennifer is busy on the job. We ought to put, I think the worst gift thing is a good idea for Facebook, just to sort of see where we get. And that's a part of the exchange now in the New World Order. I was talking yesterday, one of Matthew, who's Megan's husband's cousins, is a software designer for, what's the, Samsung? Is it Samsung? Yeah, for Samsung.
Sure, yeah.
And we talked about, I was fascinated, fully engaged in listening to him tell the story about how some of the O's and 1's and how programs, because my mind just doesn't go there, it doesn't compute. He said to me I could never do a radio program in 100 years because I thought what he did was astonishingly difficult. And he said, nah, it's easy for me, just like the radio is easy for you. You can't do what I do and I can't do what you do. So all's fair.
Okay, well, let's,
yeah, I guess that's probably true. Because there really are only, when you get right down to it, there are probably 200, I think, Richie, you can advise me on this if you think it's a different number, but I say to people, there are about 200 good jobs because there are about 200 good programs. Between the national programs and the local programs.
Now I don't know that it's that many.
It may not be that many. So we're in a small club of people who know how to do this, and that's cool. Normally, in most circumstances, you can turn that into money because there isn't a lot of competition. The way this business is running, it gets turned into half. You'll work for half as much money this year as you did last year. Yeah, congratulations.
You know, I always remember there's a line in The Matrix where one of the guys, Neo, who is, what's his face?
Keanu Reeves,
says, how do you understand all of that code that's coming down the screen?
Yeah.
And he says, oh, I don't even see the code anymore. It's just, it's all pictures to me.
Really?
And that's the way these guys
kind of the way this guy was talking about.
Yeah, Fred, my engineer here, who writes all the code for all of our software that we use here, he's
something about something, he called it a C program. There's a C in one of the programs they use to create software.
Yeah.
Something somebody else. These people are geniuses.
Yeah, they are.
They are. How do you even, you know, but
language that they learn how.
Right.
It's no different than writing
speaking
or reading
English
Chinese. It's just a language, and once they learn the language, that's it.
Yeah. And so wondering, after you said that, where are the new generation of these people going to come from, given that the children of the day today, too many of them, are using these tools that the geniuses have created, and they're being used so young that you will ruin the minds. If you have, please, I hope you didn't get any of these tools for children that you have or grandchildren that are under the age of 3. Please tell me you didn't do that, because it is horrible, horrible, horrible for the maturity, the maturing of their minds. Please, 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 please. Hopefully that message has gotten across. All right, 800-510-8255. We'll pursue the worst gift on Facebook and here at 800-510-TALK. Cheryl, Merry Christmas. We'll wish that to you and a Happy New Year. I think that's appropriate, don't you? Maybe or maybe not.
Hi, Cheryl.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Merry Christmas
to you. Yeah, yes. Where are you, Cheryl?
I'm from Tiffin, Ohio.
Oh, cool.
Hey, we know that place.
Favorite.
Yes, and I actually met Doug
a couple
of years ago.
Did he behave?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Okay.
Good. He was very a gentleman. Well. Phew.
I'm glad we met.
Yes, I wanted to tell you I got a Venus flytrap.
Oh, my God. I didn't think those things have been around for ages.
Yeah, I think it's cool, too, but, you know, it's different.
Yeah,
it is different.
Explain or describe what a Venus flytrap is for people listening, Cheryl.
All right. It is a plant. It's a carnivorous plant,
mm-hmm.
and when it takes, like it says on the box, it'll take 3 weeks to a month to mature the plant. Uh-huh. And it actually will eat the bugs.
It actually works. It actually does eat the flies. And it is
flies.
A trap. Yeah.
It'll open up its mouth. It has like hairy little follicles or whatever on the outside, and it'll open up, and then when something comes or you feed it, it'll open up and it will eat it.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
So who gave you this, and why did they think that it would be a fun gift for you?
Our son gave it to me. All of our kids, we have three children, they're married, and they went together and gave my husband and I money, a check for Christmas, and then each one of them gives us something smaller. So my one son gave me a Venus flytrap.
That's so fun.
That's
not
really
a bad
fun.
Gift. That's a good gift.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, but you're right. It's different. It's unusual.
Yeah.
Very different.
And then I opened it, but the seeds, they were in like a little plastic, little plastic envelopes. And they were only like, 8 tiny, tiny little black seeds. And they were hard to come out of that plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that they will grow in that little pod.
All right, so here's what you have to do. Do you have a Facebook account?
No, I don't.
All right, well then somebody, one of your kids who does, you have to have them send us a picture so that we can post it on our Facebook.
Once it
attacks its first victim.
Yeah, we want to
attack its first.
Yeah, we want to see this.
Our daughter has one, our son.
Have him friend us and then have him send us a picture once in about a month when it's ready to start eating up all the flies in your house.
Cheryl, good. That's a good call. Thank you. Best to those of us who
Hold on. We have to
friends.
Give her a prize. So, Cheryl, hold on one second.
800-510-8255. Our video of the day today is something that has gone viral, and you may have seen it already. I saw it, and I thought, my God, what a wonderful story. The woman in the story is 101 years old, and she has a car that she's had for 83 or 84 years. A 101-year-old woman
really?
Drives a Packard. It is, when we get back to profitability here, Richie, this is what I want. This Packard she drives every day. You have to see this video. The woman, the kind of shape she's in at 101, and the car and the kind of shape it's in, and I think it's 84 years old. It is just too good. Both of them individually make a great story. Together, they make a terrific story. So go to DougStefan.com and look at the video. And when your homepage pop it up, first thing comes up are the videos. You see this classic car. And this classic, wonderful, beautiful woman who's 101 years old. Absolutely one of the most wonderful stories you could possibly tell. And it's so much fun. It's so cool. It just was so warming. When I saw it, I had a little tear in my eye just because it's such a great story.
Wow.
Just
look at that.
Oh, I mean, I'm telling you, Richie.
It's beautiful.
But you look at this woman. She's beautiful, too. 101 years old. She's like a 70-year-old.
Yeah. No,
just
she, yeah.
Perfect. She takes care of the car herself. It's a wonderful.
Oh, my God, this thing's gorgeous.
Ah, it is. What, are you talking about the woman or are you talking about the car?
No, the car. I mean, the woman's
gorgeous, too.
She doesn't look 101.
Oh,
she looks 80.
Yeah, right. Our poll today at DougStefan.com, how long will you leave your Christmas tree? I will ask that on Facebook as well. Is it already down? Going to take it down sometime this week, after New Year's, after Epiphany? When my spouse makes me take it down, that's when I'll take it down. All right. So we're in the Christmas spirit. You can hear it. Christmas mood. Are you working today? If you are, tell us that story at 800-510-8255. Gifts galore, including the gift of sound. And so there are a lot of things. Listen carefully to the ads today. The ads today, many of them, will tell you about special ways. If you got money, let's say, for Christmas and you're looking for a special gift, the ads today for various ones, we have a lot of ads for a lot of retailers, and you're going to hear some special bargains. So you ought to pay careful
good
attention
to shopping.
Them.
Everybody's going to be using those gift cards.
Yeah, 14 before the hour on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleepwear Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusion supply, see store for details.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg telling you not to wait and see. How many of us have said to ourselves, you know what, I'm just going to wait and see what opportunities come along. Now let's really think about that. Wait and see what opportunities come along? Well, guess what? You'll be sitting there all day. You'll be sitting there all night. Incidentally, you'll be sitting there your entire life. Because we could never wait and see for what opportunities come along. There's two things we must do. We must create those opportunities, and we must go out and seek those opportunities. We must be in front of the pack. We must be the ones, you must be the ones, that wake up every day you do something by saying, there's an opportunity for me. I'm going after it. I've just created an opportunity. There's an opportunity for me today and in my life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Chuck Hankins, president of the Korean War Veterans Alliance.
To be eligible to belong to the group, you had to have been in Korea during the combat. Making the annual reunions that we've had every year, it's the opportunity to go to a reunion and sit down and visit with, we call it the Band of Brothers now. We understand what each other's talking about and where we're coming from, and even the emotion that's involved in it, we can appreciate. And somebody that hasn't had that experience, you can talk to them and describe things to them, and you can almost see their eyes glaze over because they really don't understand the depth of the emotion of what you're talking about. And I guess that's been the thing out of the organization that I've gained the most from, that camaraderie that gets involved in that type of thing.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No. Oh, yes, you did, lady.
That's nice.
A little too much punch, whatever it was.
Yeah.
It's 800-510-8255. That's a good day Christmas line. Here's David in Dunellen, Florida. Where's that, David?
It's would be west of Ocala, south of Gainesville, where okay. The Gators are.
All right. Huh. You got Gators everywhere there. So what's you have a worst gift story for us?
Right. Well, keep in mind that my mother and father-in-law last year gave me a little digital frame that you put pictures or a video in that you carry a keychain frame.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those. Oh,
and it was pink. Now, I'm a 58-year-old heavy equipment and heavy truck mechanic. I'm honorably discharged from the Navy and
so
the Army.
Pink is just right for you then.
Right, but this year, they topped that, they got me a stuffed hippopotamus.
Perfect.
They're just messing with you now, I think.
It's good.
I don't get it. And when you squeeze the nose, it goes, you know.
Pretty much
how
the way
go again?
You sound after you've had maybe too much of the wrong kind of fish or something, right?
Too much turkey yesterday. That's exactly how it sounded.
So you're back at work right now, right?
I'm headed to work right now.
Yeah. All right. And where are you going to, what are you going to fix or where are you going? Do you know?
Well, I've got an international tractor that the hub seals are leaking in the rear. So
all right.
I've got
to change the seals. Yeah, you'll be able to do that in a couple hours, as long as you have the seals. Good for you. All right, Richie, give David something better. Find something pink, though, to give him. Will you please?
Yeah,
some
absolutely.
Pink Doug Steffens
stuff? I'll look around my daughter's room and see what I can find.
David is our man. He can do it. We know he can. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, this is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
It's now 53 past the hour. Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Facebook, worst gift you got, and also curious, just about in general. You know what, I think we can take that picture. I'm just looking at the homepage at DougSteffen.com, Richie. We can maybe take the picture of Doug in Israel down to the camel or not. I don't know. Maybe it's
worth a little time.
Actually, in the headlines from today's show, the Jerusalem Post published a nice article about me, and I'm not one who beats my own horn well. That's always been something that people have criticized about me, and in my promoting, I'm not as good at being a self-promoter as other people are who do this for a living. Let's just put it that way. Jennifer will chuckle. Richie knows the people that we're talking about. But I did thought this was a story that tells the story of going to Egypt, I was going to say, to Israel. And because I thought it was such a special thing, we posted it today. So the story, at least from the Jerusalem Post's point of view, the fellow who wrote the story, I think I said this on the air, he was in the studio with me while I was doing the program from the studio in Israel. He came from Portland, Maine, and he moved and became an Israeli citizen. And that's a story. See, that's one of the stories that gets told that isn't well known over here. How many Americans? But I would say, I bet you there are hundreds of thousands of Americans who have moved to Israel and become expatriates.
One of my former producers did.
Yeah. Right, I remember he went. Yeah. Is he still there now, Fred? Not Fred, Franklin.
Yeah.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd have known that. I would have looked him up. Anyway, so the story of the trip to Israel is there at DougSteffen.com, along with lots of other things that are appropriate to the holiday. We now need to get into that technology zone that I was telling you about. So in a moment, Shelley Palmer brings us up to date with the two or three important things that are happening in the world of technology. Why? FYI. And why we do FYI? Because it's important that you know these things. So that's coming right up here on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Super Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Shelley Palmer, and although the holidays have passed, it's still a great time to give back. DonorsChoose.org is an online charity that lets you connect with classrooms in need. Public school teachers post classroom needs, set a goal, and receive funding when that goal is met. There are a huge amount of requests to pick from, ranging from basic needs like pens and paper to equipment for science labs. You can find projects through searching by location, subject, or keyword. You can even sort requests by urgency and make a donation that will ensure a classroom reaches its goal. Donors Choose vets every project before it's submitted, purchases the requested classroom materials with the donated money, and delivers them directly to the school. If you donate, you'll receive photos of the project taking place, letters from students and teachers, and a report of how the money was spent. Make a difference in the classroom today and visit DonorsChoose.org. And visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
There's nothing like homemade mac and cheese during the holidays. Nothing, of course, except pre-made, delicious home-style mac and cheese that everyone thinks is homemade. Because, you see, you still get the credit. This year, Walmart wants you to be ready with delicious Kraft home-style mac and cheese at Walmart's everyday low price. When you pull it out of the oven with the lightly browned breadcrumbs accenting the fragrant, bubbling over cheeses, you'll be pulling off one of the greatest con jobs this holiday has ever seen. And when they ask what they've done to deserve homemade mac and cheese, just smile. You were smart enough to be ready. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
All right, so one of the things in technology that is not well known, I don't think, Richie, maybe you know this, the sites that sell refurbished stock of various things like the iPad, the old iPads and the old iPhones at a deep discount to people, is there really a market for that, given the fact
absolutely
that
they
promote,
there is. Mm-hmm. Really? Even Apple will sell their own refurbished things. As a matter of fact, when my son dropped and broke the screen on my iPad, I went to Apple. Totally, they did not need to do this. The guy handed me a refurbished iPad.
Really?
Yep.
Or is that
they take my broken iPad, take the good parts out of it, refurb it, and give it to somebody else or sell it.
Makes sense.
On their site.
All right. So there it is, the story of what a lot of people did to save money this Christmas, prior to Christmas anyway, giving away gifts galore here on Good Day. 59 past the hour with Richie, Jennifer, and Doug.